Coach C, and you're listening Inside Pitch on TW3Radio.com. Last week, I announced the release of my new book, The Champion's Mindset. It deals with the personality traits that separate winners and losers. If you'd like to receive a free copy of my book, just go to Coach C Live and scroll down to the blue box. Okay. Over the past 2 weeks, I've been answering the question, why do some people do so well in life while many more do not? It all starts with attitude. If you don't have the right attitude, nothing is going to work. Last week, we talked about responsibility, honesty, persistence, and fearlessness. This week, I'm going to round it out with thinking before you speak, ambition, helpfulness, and compassion. The champion mindset is something that everyone can have, but most don't. Former Indiana coach Bob Knight said, most people have the will to win, but few have the will to prepare to win. Success happens when preparation meets opportunity. Let's talk about thinking before you speak. Almost everyone has been guilty at one time or another of speaking something out loud and then regretting it. Once the words are out, you can't take them back. Words are powerful, and they can also have devastating effects. Today, thinking before you speak is extremely important, especially when it comes to using social media. It's so easy to log on to Facebook or Twitter and vent your feelings and frustrations, or just reply to a post that's really just ticked you off. Once you hit the post or tweet button, your words are out there forever, and the internet is forever, for everyone to see. While everyone is free to voice their opinions, if you're blasting a person for a controversial post, you need to be careful. Your words can come back and haunt you. This has happened to many people, and they immediately regret what they posted or what they've said. If you read something online that makes you very angry, think about the different ways your reply could affect people. This might be family or friends, or what if your employer were to read the message? Could it get you in serious trouble at work? If you want to be viewed as a successful person, then you really need to take the time to think about all your actions first, not just speaking out loud. Thinking before you speak is actually considered a trait that a person with a winning mindset displays. Every action has a consequence, and don't ever forget that. Of course, there are times when the power of words are a great thing. If you have a solid reputation, voicing your opinion could help. This applies to help raising money for a cause or a charity, or just providing more exposure for a particular topic. Always keep in mind that your words reflect both your personality and your intelligence. Get into the habit of choosing your words carefully. And when responding to something online, think about your actions first. If you can help improve or defend a situation, then replying may be worth it. For the ultimate decision, decide that if a family member were to see your reply, would they be ashamed, embarrassed, or upset? Let's talk a little about ambitions. What kind of ambitions do you have? Everyone has some kind of ambition regardless of age. Kids demonstrate this when they're small by dreaming about becoming a dentist or a doctor. As you age, you still have ambitions, but the question is, are you any closer to achieving them or not? Having dreams and desires is fine, but why not go a step further and make your dreams a reality? This is exactly what ambitious people do. They go after the very thing they want, and they don't allow anything to get in their way. An ambition can be a really lofty goal, and one reason why you may not reach it is because it's just that, it's lofty. Is it such a large ambition that it seems insurmountable? So instead of trying to attain it, you give up before you get started. This isn't the way to think. What you should do instead is to break the ambition down into smaller sections. If you want to own your own home, for example, write out all the steps you have to do to achieve it. Then tackle each one at a time. Be very specific with each step so that you outline how to reach your end goal. Then be realistic with how long this is going to take. Your first step may be having to find a better paying job so that you can own your first home. This might require additional training, and that takes time. No matter how long it takes to reach your goal, always keep your ambition in sight. Remember that each and every action you take will take you where you want to go. J.K. Rowling's approached several publishing houses before being accepted. She would have never achieved her fame and wealth if she didn't have ambition and drive. By breaking down your main ambition, you can identify just what you want to have to do to get there. This process allows you to stay on track and stay motivated. As you complete one section or goal, cross it off your list, and feel proud about that. You're one step closer. Repeat this process until you've achieved your dreams one by one. Always remember that good things just don't drop out of the air and fall into your lap. Instead, you want to make things happen, and the best way to do this is by using your ambitions. Success comes to you before you know it. Are you a helpful person? There's one successful trait among people who have a winning mindset, and that is they are helpful. While everyone is helpful to some degree, do you go out of your way to be super helpful to people? This is exactly what you should be doing on a regular basis. You probably help family members without thinking twice. When it comes to business, your helpfulness to your customers can really make a difference. I'm not talking about just helping customers or clients choose the right item. I mean being helpful to people who are not yet a customer or client. This sometimes includes directing them to other business if your product is not a good fit. Keyword, good fit. Don't offer advice to someone just because you won't directly benefit from it. Offer advice because it will help them solve their problems. You know, when you really think about it, that's what we are in life, is we're problem solvers. Other ways to be helpful as a business owner is to stay in contact with anyone who has connected with you. You can do this by running a mailing list, producing a monthly newsletter. All you do is to then just mail out your letter each month with local news and maybe some information, informing them of new products or specials that you're planning to run. Another great option, and one that many people love, is to have a Facebook fan page. This allows you to post helpful comments for all your customers, but it also allows your customers to give you honest feedback and ask for advice and other help from you. It takes time to interact on social media, but the benefits can be really huge if it's done the right way. Always make an effort to see how you can help others. And these are people in your local area, including local businesses. You might want to create a business meetup where you can get together and help promote each other's stores or offices. Right now, you want to be honest to yourself and figure out, are you really being helpful to others in your life? Do you have room for improvement? What are the small things that you can do to be more helpful? One good way to be seen as extra helpful is to over-deliver. Over-deliver to everybody, customers, clients, and even your prospects. Go over and beyond what's expected, and your customers are really going to appreciate you for it long term. After all, it's those little extras that count and which makes you being viewed as a helpful business owner. Are you a compassionate person? I want to talk a little bit about compassion. It can be difficult to understand what being compassionate really means. Of course, you feel sorry for someone when they get hurt or become sick, but being compassionate means doing a little more than just feeling something. People who are known to be compassionate follow through on the way they feel about a particular situation. You can see this when someone decides to go all out and raise money for a certain cause or charity. While we see many celebrities do this, numerous other people do the same thing and start working with an organization. You may have seen someone walking across part of the country to raise money for cancer or another foundation. They're doing this because they're compassionate about the cause. And this might be because they've been directly impacted by it. Maybe a loved one didn't survive, survive a battle with cancer or some other illness. And this is their way of showing compassion for others going through the same thing. While these examples could be seen on the more extreme side, there are other ways to show compassion. In fact, numerous employers are helping their employees by showing compassion. With having so many families having both parents work, having things like daycare can be difficult to find and can be really expensive. Some employers now offer daycare on their premises. This allows the parents to drop off their children without having to drive across town. Plus, it means that they can visit their child on their lunch break or be available if the child gets sick. As you can see from this example, showing compassion is not all that difficult. The next time you see someone you care about get sick, instead of saying just sorry or hoping that they get better, do something. See if there's something physical that you can do for them. This might be picking up a few groceries for them, or even contacting a long-distance relative for them. When you're doing this, you're showing the person that you really do care about their situation and actually taking some type of action to help them. The same applies in your business. If your customer or client is having an issue, see if there's a way that you can help them out. They might be stuck with something. It might be something that you find easy to do, so why not offer to help them through it? Your act of kindness definitely will not go unnoticed. The last thing I want to talk about today is integrity. Being fair and honest to others is what integrity is all about. This includes not deceiving people and being honest when asked your opinion on a topic. Have you ever made excuses for not going somewhere? Because you needed to make the last sale or to meet your quota? That's not showing integrity at all. People who display integrity are often viewed as a leader, and it's someone you want to take note of. If your goal is to be seen as a winning person, then this trait is one that you really want to have, and it's one you really want to demonstrate at all times. The best way to be seen in this light is to work on becoming a role model for everyone. Eventually, people will make a point of searching you out. Look, I know it can be difficult to give people your honest opinion. They may not like what they hear, but it's your opinion. In time, people will come to respect and honor your opinion. You'll become a person that they can trust. Trust is a huge issue when it comes to the business world. Never try to cheat a customer for your own good. You know, for example, if you've received a defective product and you think that they won't see the defect, don't try to sell it to them. Instead, the right course of action is for you to return the product, even if it means you're going to be out of stock. You tell the customer that there's a defect, that you'll order one in for them, and let them know when it arrives. The customer is going to see you right away as somebody who's honest, and they will appreciate you for that honesty. You know, they might even offer to buy the defective product from you if it doesn't affect the performance. That becomes their decision, and at least you made them aware of the issue. People who are sincere and have an open mind and know what they want to get out of life, these are the people that take the right steps to achieve their goals. They're also viewed as people who are humble and not just in it for their own benefit. This group of people often helps others with their time. They help raise money or just give their time to sponsor a cause that they truly believe in. Their act of sincerity often leads others to do the same thing. When that happens, they've become a role model. Next week, we're going to take a look at the career and legacy of one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time. In my mind, the greatest, John Wooden. In his 27-year career at UCLA, he won 620 games. And he won 10 NCAA titles during his last 12 seasons, including 7 in a row from 1967 to 1973. His UCLA teams also established an NCAA men's basketball record winning streak of 88 games, and they had 4 perfect 30-0 seasons. While most people remember Coach Wooden for his accomplishments as a coach, it was his development as a leader and his leadership philosophies that caught my interest. Coach Wooden had 2 main philosophies that shaped his life. The first was called the 7-Point Creed. It was given to him by his father. It directed his daily choices and his activities. We'll take a look at that one first. And then his second was the Pyramid of Success, which he developed himself. It provided a roadmap for success for both himself and his players. By living these 2 philosophies, Wooden grew from the humble beginnings of a small town farm boy into the legendary basketball coach at UCLA. Today, John Wooden and UCLA basketball are almost synonymous. Coach Wooden didn't invent the game of basketball, but he was a driving force in shaping the way the game was taught and played and the success that it has today. Although many coaches try, the legacy John Wooden left in college basketball may never be matched. The very name John Wooden stands for excellence and achievement. So I hope you'll tune in and learn more about the Wizard of Westwood starting next week. Well, the light's about to flash, which means you were done for this week. To get your free copy of my latest book, The Champion Mindset, just go to CoachC.live. That's Coach C. Live. Henry Ford said you can't build a reputation on what you're going to do, so get out there and make something happen. You'll be glad you did. Remember, success happens when preparation meets opportunity. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. This is Coach C, and you've been listening to Inside Pitch on TW3Radio.com.